Big Batalini, Mini Money Mo, and Flower, you're the chosen one. Well, your left hand's free. Well, my 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 left hand's free. Oh, no.
Comes a light up from the middle. If you could leave it, leave tonight. Think of things that could have made this day blue, green and yellow, red and gray, red and gray. Train hill, find a seat, the train, it leaves the city. It goes to sleep and thinks of things that could have made its day blue, green and yellow, red and gray, red and gray.
Hailing from Boston, Massachusetts, that's the Neats from the Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room EP, which, believe it or not, came out back in 1982. Red and Gray, the name of the track. The Neats actually featured a young Phil Caruso, a Pittsburgh native, on guitar, and always enjoy when I can throw some Neats into my set list for you. Also some Alt-J in there with Left Hand Free, because you know what? Today's National Lefty Day, so I thought I'd throw in a left-handed song for you, since I'm not smart enough to do a left-handed mock. I think we're doing a Moon Martin mock. We might do multiple mocks tonight. Why not? Morphine by request. Tom was like, Mockster, when you stop doing these flashback shows, could you throw a Morphine song in there? And I want to hear Thursday. And I was like, of course, Tom, I can do that. And I'll tell you a little secret. I'm throwing in a flashback show. But I'm not. I know. It's weird. But I'm here for you. Hey, the Old Haunts gave us Sunshine, Normal, Black Keys in that set with Remember When, and start off the entire set. Speaking of monkeys, instead of a monkey head in the corner, What Makes the Monkey Dance from Chuck Prophet started off that entire set. Hey, don't forget with this Delta variant, and I told you about this, putting distance between yourself and others is really critical to slowing that spread of coronavirus. Also, getting the jab, getting the vaccine is also, it does help out, I'm going to tell you that. But just be safe. Just be safe. But you can send texts, you can call. call people. You can do video conferencing. You can have distance. We're trying to get through this. We are all hashtag alone together. This message was partially brought to you by the Ad Council, and the other part was by me, the Moxster. Now, if I have my act together, which I think I do, we're going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar and keep this rock and roll show going for at least another hour, maybe two. But first, as always, I've got an important message to tell you at the top of the hour.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what? My name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva Lamac Radio Program. And it's at that time of the show. We're midway through this program. We do a WRCT radio and a WRCT music calendar. Before I get to either of those, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And each week, they choose a new movie theme. And they show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Yeah, so that is Row House Cinema. They're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225. And don't forget, if you are actually interested in underwriting WRCT, maybe you're interested in underwriting the Viva Lamac radio program. Huh? Think about that. Send an email to pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Speaking of partnership opportunities, it is time now for me to do the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know some events going on around town, some things that maybe you're like, I got nothing to do this weekend. Moxster, what should I do? Well, you know what? We are in the month of August, which means we are running low on times that you can catch the cinema in the park. Or not the, no, I'm talking about the Carrie Carpool Cinema. That's what I was talking about, because that, I think, ends in August. And what is that? It's where the Carrie Blast Furnace out in Rankin is your backstop for movies. Yeah, it's a drive-in like no other. Rivers of Steel invites you to experience this drive-in. Find out more at riversofsteel.com/experiences for the schedule and exact dates that they're doing it. Now, that Cinema in the Park I mentioned, that's going on through August as well. And what is that? Well, it kind of tells you what it is. It's the Dollar Bank Cinema in the Park. It's at Schenley Park, right there on Flagstaff Hill, which is so right behind Carnegie Mellon University there. And it has returned. You bring along a blanket or a lawn chair, and you head out for an unforgettable evening of free cinema under the stars. Cinema in the Park is showing movies at 9 other spaces as well, 7 days a week. To find out more information, go to pittsburghpa.gov/cinema. The Flagstaff Hill one is happening on Wednesdays, so just keep that in mind. Don't forget, on Tuesdays, it's the Lawrenceville Farmers Market. It happens from 3 to 7 at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. Over 30 vendors each and every Tuesday, and it's going on into the fall. Again, it's from 3 to 7, and it's rain or shine. So just keep that in mind, and also please social distance due to COVID-19 when you are partaking. For more information, 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. And you know what else is coming back in September? What else? The Pittsburgh Irish Fest. Are you happy? Are you excited? Yeah. The guests of the festival will see their favorite international, national, and local acts in person. It's the 30th annual Celtic Celebration happening at the Lots in Sandcastle over there in West Homestead. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more. Four stages, nonstop fun and entertainment. For the complete schedule, the bios, the ticketing information, go to pghirishfest.org. Also want to remind you of that Taste of Grace exhibit going on through November at the Warhol. It's talking about Grace Jones. Yeah, the groundbreaking musician. She's a model. She's an actress. She's a performer. She is unapologetically androgynous. She's theatrical. She's inventive. And, of course, Andy Warhol was her friend. So check out this exhibit. It highlights Jones as that cultural sensation and includes portraits by Warhol and tons of photographs, dozens of other archival items. More information can be found at warhol.org. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town, some things happening in the very near future. Let's see. What else? What do I have here that I can find? Modest Mouse. How about that? Modest Mouse is coming to town on the 18th. They are playing Stage AE. The Movement is down at the Vinosky Winery on the 18th. And the Balcony Big Band is doing a show at Jurgles on the 18th. So those are all. Oh, and what else? You're like, dude, I got enough to do on the 18th. What else? What else? Red Elvises, the Red Elvi in town with the Bohawk Brothers and the Nerd Herders at the Hard Rock. And that's all happening on Wednesday, the 18th. Spyro Gyra is doing a free show at South Park on Friday, the 20th. You want to keep that in mind. Big Phil and Friends 4 is happening at the Thunderbird on Saturday, the 21st. The Letter Black is performing at the Smiling Moose on Sunday, the 22nd. Yeah, things are happening. Shaky Graves was here at the Roxian. At the Roxian over in McKee's Rocks on the 25th of, it's a Wednesday, of August. What else we have? Riff Raff and Sean Ski at the Craft House on that same Wednesday. Yeah, Maroon 5 at Star Lake if you're really into that. But, you know, I'm telling you. Also tells me that Kiss is coming to Star Lake on Thursday, the 26th. So, you know, things are on my calendar, so hopefully these things are indeed happening. Speaking of the Roxian, Todd Snyder is going to be there on the 28th. It's a Saturday. That's coming up. That is coming up. What else can I tell you? Soulfly. Soulfly at the Craft House on the 31st. So that's just August. And then once we dive into September, I'm just going to tell you names of shows, not even the dates, because I have at least a couple weeks before we hit September. But like the Murder Junkies are coming to town. The Doobie Brothers are coming to town. Waxahachie. Yeah, whatever. Whatever they are. They're coming to town. I'm now just figuring out what's going on. Lydia Lunch with Bob Burt, Sonic Youth, yeah. Not Sonic Youth itself, but yeah, that's wow. These are shows. Oh, Steve Wynn's coming to town. What's the other one I just heard? Eugene Chadbourne. Eugene Chadbourne is coming to town. Dinosaur Jr. The list just keeps going on, so I'm going to stop with that list. You can find the entire list on our website at wrct.org. If you have a show you'd like to include on this list, send us an email, music-calendar@wrct.org. That is how you get the listing posted, hopefully. That's the idea behind it. You can hear the WRCT radio calendar, the WRCT music calendar, hear them both each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. And if it's a Tuesday and you're listening to The Moxster, you hear it at 4 p.m. because, you know, I'm special and I think you're special and you need to know what's going on at 4 p.m. We got a mock. We're going to try to do a Moon Martin mock. I love it because it's an alliteration mock. We're going to try to do that within an hour, because we're going to do it at the top of the next hour. Yeah, that's the plan. But before we get into anything more, we got to get back into more music. If you have a request for a song that you want to hear on a future show, please drop me an email. The request email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. My manager recently told me that she actually said, Mockster, I think we need to get you on the Instas. So I'm teasing you on this because, you know, maybe someday I'm going to get on the social media that's not MySpace. So we'll figure that out. But let's get back into music. How about some God Is My Co-Pilots with their song Monkey?
Oh, ourselves to the sun, man.
Take me down, take me down.
I can't only say this different thing.
Take me down,
waving goodbye from the air on our way across the barrier of sound. It was a chilly day in the big time. Took our act to the fighting time.
Take me down,
and I don't wanna cry as the days roll by.
Take me down,
with our worlds built in backyards, down in swings and shards on the ground.
Take me down to the lake, salvation town. Take me down, take me down.
In London,
take me down,
that will spill in the docks of Boston.
Take me down,
that'll prove once and for all time how we got an overactive mind of our own.
Take me down to the summation time.
Thank you. bitch and I was tired as hell. Another day's here. Oh well, somewhere there's a smile with my name on it.
From her surprise album, that's some Sid Straw with String of Pearls. You might have recognized she got a little help on that one from REM's own Michael Stipe. Before the Sid Straw, How about an Uber? I'm going to call it Uber Rare. I don't know, in this modern day, maybe it's not as rare as it used to be, but an Uber Rare replacements track, If Only Was Lonely. Uber Rare, because it was originally on the Boink album, or EP, which rumor has it was thrown in the Mississippi, the masters were thrown in the Mississippi River at one point when Paul Westerberg was a little upset with the label. And I have this really odd promo CD I bought, used 30 years ago. And I didn't realize after I bought it, but that song was actually a hidden track. For the longest time, that was the only digital way you could find that song. It was a hidden track on that sampler from the Twin Tone record label. But I digress. I digress into some Loud Family. Loud Family before that with Take Me Down. Also the Lilies, or just Lilies, I believe. I'm not sure if the... It's like Ramones. Ramones don't have the Ramones. It's just Ramones. Eagles is another band, but anyway, I'm getting off on tangents. Lilies, Still in All the Glitter from Lilies. And some Debbie Harry. Went back to the Murdered, Married to the Mob. I know, Mob's in the title. I just think Murder's going to be part of it. But no, Married to the Mob from that soundtrack from the 1980s. Debbie Harry doing the Castaways, Liar, Liar. And I start off the entire set with some God Is My Co-Pilot and their song Monkeys. Gets us to where we are now. We're just over halfway past your hour, which means we have just under 30 minutes before we get to a Moon Martin mock tonight. And I mentioned I might do two mocks tonight, and I'll tell you why once we get up towards the top of the hour, or maybe I'll wait till the top of the hour to let you know. What else was I going to tell you? There were some things I was going to tell you that I thought were really important, and all of a sudden my brain's like, Mockster, what were those things? And I know one of them was going to be directed to some dads. Let's see. I can make it happen. All right, here it is. Are you ready? Okay, dads. It's time to dance. Now, I don't care if you're going to Cabbage Patch or do the Running Man. Maybe break out in a little jitterbug. Or maybe... the floss. Now, if you're my buddy Rich, you don't know how to do the floss, so I'm just going to tell you, and you are a dad, just stop. Please, just stop. But for the others, you know, you might be able to accomplish that. In fact, I actually don't care if you're not very good. I don't. So, Rich, do it. Floss away. Because what I care about is that you're taking a moment to dance with your kid or kids. Because dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and of course, your good friend here on WRCT Pittsburgh, the Mockster. But speaking of dancing,
I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. That's for sure.
wanna be a boyfriend. Feel a deep end. What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend.
Don't you think you're scared? A little old friend.
from his What's So Funny release. That's Angry Johnny and the Killbillies with Old Boyfriend. Did you get the theme of that set of music? Did you? Yeah, there was a theme. Okay, let's see if you can pick up on it. I'm not going to give you any hints, so I'm not. The Ramones before that. Oh, wait, didn't I just say they're just Ramones? They're not the Ramones. Ramones before that with the I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Same title, different song. The Rubinews gave us their song, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Tully Craft in that set with pop songs your boyfriend's too stupid to know about. And I start off the entire set with some Black Kids. And I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. Yeah, it's a boyfriend set. Why not? Why not? I'm just having fun. Hopefully you're having fun and enjoying the music that I am playing. Less than 10 minutes, we're getting up to a mock. We're gonna start the hour, top of the hour. We might do two mocks. We might. We're going to start it off, though, with a Moon Martin mock. That's going to happen in less than 10 minutes. But before any of that, I got to get back into more music. How about some fall?
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. Totally wired.
This is a modern world. This is the modern world.
The Jam wrapping up that short set of music with Modern World here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about the Briefs? The Briefs and Poor and Weird, and start off that set with The Fall and Totally Wired. I'm totally wired that I have a mock coming up in just like seconds away. It is a Moon Martin mock. It's an alliteration mock. I got to remind you, if you're curious about what that noise is, you should tune into Noise Theory and find out. It's Mondays at 3, and it's hosted by Liz Mayday right here on WRCT. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. We have a mock coming up. I have an important message to get to you before said mock, and then it's mock time.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called the mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds, but before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old. And I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You. Originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79.